Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay.
Hello, St. Pete, and thanks for tuning in to Bulls by the Bay, your weekly update from USF St. Petersburg. I'm Colleen Cherry, giving you the latest news from our vibrant waterfront campus. Christian Hardegree, who has served as Regional Chancellor of University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, since July 2022, has accepted the position of President at Texas A&M University Victoria. Under Hardegree's leadership, the campus launched several key initiatives to bolster student success, enhanced academic programming, deepened community and legislative engagement, and guided the institution through recovery from six major hurricanes. Her tenure at USF St. Petersburg also included significant advances in research infrastructure and student support services, including the $34.3 million Environmental and Oceanographic Sciences Research and Teaching Facility and a $7.5 million investment for the Office of Veteran Success. Hardegree's final day at USF will be November 3rd. Starting November 4th, Thomas Smith, Vice Provost of Academic Affairs, will assume the role of Interim Regional Chancellor. The University of South Florida St. Petersburg campus has hit a milestone. Student scholarship funding has surpassed $1 million, marking more than a 20% increase from the prior year. The awards were drawn from 59 unique funds, with an average scholarship of about $5,416 per student. Many of the contributions that went to supporting this new record in campus scholarships came through university-wide giving initiatives, such as USF Giving Week and the signature fundraising event, Bulls and Brews by the Bay. This achievement reflects a strong push to reduce student debt and bolster access to higher education, driven by expanded donor engagement and student awareness efforts. Campus leaders stress that many recipients are first-generation college students, and resources like workshops are now being offered each semester to guide scholarship applications. In September, USF St. Petersburg students, faculty, and staff rode PSTA's Sunrunner, buses, and trolleys 7,000 times. The Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority is now rolling out its largest service redesign in the agency's history with the goal of improving overall services and optimizing ridership. That means higher frequency routes, easier transfers, and new on-demand zones. We pride ourselves on being an accessible campus in many ways, and our partnership with PSTA, where students, faculty, and staff can ride for free, is just one of those ways. This week, we're gearing up for the 4th Annual Halloween Fest on Thursday, October 30th. This Halloween tradition, sponsored by the University of South Florida, the City of St. Petersburg, and Orlando Health Bayfront Hospital, invites families throughout the community to our St. Pete campus for trunk-or-treating, a haunted library, touch-a-truck, petting zoo, costume contests, and other spooky yet educational activities. The Halloween festivities are from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. More info on our website, stpete.usf.edu/events. Keep up with all the latest USF St. Petersburg news by visiting stpete.usf.edu. That's all for this week's Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. I'm Colleen Cherry, signing off till next week.
USF St. Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay!